T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Governor Tom Wolf on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Governor, good morning.
Oh, you were talking about me. I'm sorry.
You're the boss.
Yes, you do run the state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
All right, so Governor, it's Prairie View versus Farley Dickinson in the play-in game tonight. What do you think, Prairie View or Farley?
I don't know. I can't tell you. There's an I don't know.
Oh, do you he's ever holding out on us.
Fill out a bracket for March Madness?
No. Oh, that would be so wrong, wouldn't it? Is that legal?
It's legal in Pennsylvania now.
It is okay.
Yeah, apparently you could go right here in Pittsburgh to Rivers Casino and place your bets legally.
I'll have to check
Can you imagine if they did a pool in the governor's office and the governor won? Think anybody would think that was rigged?
No, I think that would that'd be so unfair. I can't imagine anything like that ever happening.
Governor, you have been on record and very vocal about wanting the minimum wage to go up to $15. But here's my question. I mean, everything I'm seeing says by 2025. Why wait till 2025? Why not just do it?
My proposal says $12 immediately and then 50 cents a year thereafter to get it to 15 by 2025. I think it's just a matter of trying to be fair to employers so that it's not going from, what is it, $7.25 right now to $15 immediately would be a greater than 100% leap. And I think that would be unfair to the people who are offering the job. So I'm proposing to do it in to get there. And then after 2025, peg it to inflation so that we never have to go back and do this kind of thing again. It just keeps going up.
Yeah, what about the pushback that you get from employers that, oh, we can't afford to do that?
Yeah, I was an employer, and I actually, you know, one of my businesses was a chain of lumber yards. And when I started, you know, minimum wage was routine because employers said, well, we just can't afford to pay more. And I did pay more and paid premium wages, great benefits, and my net profit went up. So I think you get what you pay for, and anybody who wants to have a good, successful business, my experience is that you pay for it, and that's what, you know, I think most economists are saying the same thing. Obviously, if you raise it too high, you create problems for employers, but $12 an hour moving to 15 over the next 6 years is not unreasonable. Where we are right now, on the other hand, costs the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars in state assistance, and we would save all that in other words, we're already paying that. So when somebody makes minimum wage, they qualify their family for things that the state can do, and the sum total of those services just from the state is 200 some million dollars. We would save that if we had a minimum wage that the people could actually make a living wage and support a family on that wage.
Governor, since the Tree of Life shooting, we have spoken with you many times, and you have been supportive of some sort of gun reform in Pennsylvania. Does a shooting like the one in New Zealand renew a fire to see something done, and where are we?
Well, I think it does, and apparently the New Zealand Prime Minister thinks it does, too. She came out for a ban on assault weapons, and I'm for that, too. I don't understand why anybody thinks we ought to have military-style weapons. You don't need that for hunting. And her call for a ban on that, I think, makes perfect sense. It's reasonable. I think reasonable background checks make sense. You know, in Pennsylvania, we got the first law on gun safety in the last session in over a decade to take guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. And I think there is an appetite to do more. And I think what happened in New Zealand, what happened in this Tree of Life synagogue in October of last year, all those things just add to the resolve that be reasonable about the Second Amendment. Nobody wants to take anybody's guns away. We need to be reasonable about what we do and how we use these very dangerous instruments in our society.
What will be the next step here in Pennsylvania?
That's a great question. I think the legislature is in session right now, and so there are some bills that are moving around. Honestly, I don't know what is likely to be the first out of the box and what kind of support it's going to get at this point. But it'll be interesting to see. I'm calling for responsible for gun safety legislation, and I know there are a lot of people in both the Senate and the House in both parties who are calling for that. I think all of us are eager to see what can actually get through the legislature and get to my desk.
We appreciate your time, Governor. As always, thank you, and do let us know if you intend to fill out a bracket here in the next couple of days.
I'll find out exactly what bracket means. I'll get back to you.
Governor, I don't think I'd go with Gardner Webb in the Final Four.
Gotcha. That's
a tip.
Governor Tom Wolf, right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.